Oye, tan a tu a ti ya que la honra tu se mandó que ahora se rape, si no, que se chime, no, son si llega así, yo creo.
Llega, llega, llega para el curso.
Zanya, manya, mandó que ahora.
So, we're going over, as we have been for many months now, this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, by the great master Atisha. And we've been going over this for, I think, at least 4 months, and we've done this every single Sunday. So, I believe that we've probably gotten through about half of the text.
Oye, tadene, tanga su kashu gore. Ji adisha ge ten lang ro wadene nge ta chi da she gu de ma de ne ji she ga ji chu ji ne ya wo de so ge wa zong bor es. Ane nga su mei lu den zao ji bor e. Mei lu den de zao ji bor de yue ge de. Ane nga su le ga ji ge ji ge ji ne chu nyang le ji ya de da ge ji bor es.
And we will be explaining this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. And I don't claim to have any scholastic abilities or have any particular high level of intelligence relative to this text, but I will do the best to explain what I can explain. And at this moment, you have the human basis, you have a human form which has so many abilities and has so much potential. And it's based on this human basis that we possess that we can work or we can engage in practice, which will allow us to realize our final aims. So it's because we have this human basis that we can do these things. And we will go over the various stages as explained in this particular text, and I will explain it to the best of my ability, although it might be limited.
Tangazo may you think to then chew to the drua, the carriage chew to was a tibaina, and then also Susu Sambi, Sijigan, the one to go artist, Dungan to go artist, chew to the Nalejibaina, and the Doyung war, Sindel Jibung war, Sara Shema Mobile, and the Jibung Guris, Hadami, Tazan Togre, Taba Togre, and then Sajigumotova, so to go, chew dual attene, Yunguajer is, Marbe.
Why is religion important? Why is Dharma important? Here the translators note religion and Dharma are interchangeable in the Tibetan. So why is religion important? It's because we, as all other sentient beings, wish to have happiness and wish to not have to have suffering. And not only in this life, but we would also like to, in the future lives, have the potential present for us to have happiness. So it's through the practice of religion that we're able to actually abandon the rebirth in the lower realms and achieve the higher realm rebirth as gods and humans. We are able to achieve the state of nirvana or liberation, and we are able to achieve the state of unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment or Buddhahood. So we have the potential to do this, but it's independence upon religion that we can have the realizations which will allow us to achieve the fruits or achieve the resultant conditions.
What the name of May Lunets Archibald May's hand in Nubachibu Yindu, what the Zogalos of Drubaina, and the May Lunet will let out your Drudogris.
Draw.
And then May Lunet Tune, and G Tabatuag Jodan, Dendutuag Jodan, Sanji Gumontuag Joduzo, and Saldan Lojan Jevaina, Lilabajine, and the Yungres.
And we have a human basis right now, and because we have a human basis, the human basis necessarily possesses the human mind. And this mind has the ability to figure out what the causal factors are for rebirths into the higher realms of gods and so forth, and abandonment of the lower realms, and the various practices and methods which will lead one to that abandonment, as well as eventually to a state of liberation, nirvana, or a complete Buddhahood. But it's independence upon the mind thinking about the causal factors for these results in order for them to actually occur.
Tā ngā tsō mē yī lē tēng kī tū lē lē ngā yī sō, lē ngā yī lē jī shuē bā zāng wā, ngā kī shuē bā zāng wā, yī jī shuē bā zāng bō, sēn zāng bō, ngā kī shuē bā zāng bō, lē shuē bā zāng bō tū rūwā tī kē chē wā rē sī.
And it's so it's very important to understand that the outlets from that we can create these types of negativity or positivity are the three doors of our body, speech, and mind. And we need to try to cultivate positive body and actions of our body, and positive actions of our speech, and positive actions of our mind. Because if we can try to cultivate these types of positive actions, then positive actions results are always positive. So this would necessarily mean that the direct results from these positive actions would always be abandonment of suffering.
Tā lū ngā yī sōng kī tēnē, dībā tū kī tēnē ngē sōng sōng, ngē sōng 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 mā rā bē, tēn rū ngō rā sī. Lū ngā yī sōng gāwā tū kī, nē lā tāng, mē tāng, lā tāng, lā mā yī tāng, nē tāpā tāng, wā tēnē kī sāng jī kūmō lō sō bē rū ngō sā rā sī.
So when we speak of the body, Nyanjā Sūrāna, the lō ngā yī sōng.
Lū ngā yī sōng kī dībā sōng, dībā sāwa yī nā. Ani ngay sung kudu ngay yung waris.
Aale, dhe.
Lu ngay yung sung gwa dhuwa yina, ani mali chigiri, lali chigiri, lama yin chigiri. So what they say ni saris.
And then the sum, aale, lay sum. Di lab sum
eh? Oh, di lab sum eh.
Okay. So the three outlets of our body, speech, and mind can engage in positive actions or can engage in misdeeds or negative actions. And the positive actions will always lead to a rebirth into the higher realms. Positive actions will lead to rebirth in the gods, demigods, or humans realm. Whereas negative actions through our body, speech, and mind will lead to negative rebirths or rebirths into the lower realms, rebirths of suffering such as a hell realm rebirth, a hungry ghost rebirth, and the animal rebirth. But within each action, there are three different levels of the potential or potency of that action. And these levels of action, or levels of potency of action, dictate what the result will be relative to the realm the person is in. So the greatest level of virtue being the God's realm and so forth.
Oje, that in the Sanje get in the Karasugre, Dindul Ruagi Lang Sugurbeta, Lam Tabal Ruagalang, Sanje Sal Ruagalang, Rimba Sonsumberis, Rimba Tombo de Chibuchung, Chung the Tumu Lazi Rimba, Tene Conjus on the Joseph Ruagone, and then Mugujibu Chuti Abuson, Diba Abushava Hina, Tene Nasun Jigmare, Lato Maljigris, Rimba Tombo de Ris.
Then Sumba Sanje Lam, Nipa Nyande Lam,
Tarpi Lam,
Nyande Drapdu, Tarpi Lam, Dene?
Dambu Dene, Dendrugalam.
Dendrugalam, okay. So when we speak of the various causal factors for Buddhahood, liberation, and so forth, we see that there is a path which leads to Buddhahood, or unsurpassable true complete enlightenment. There is a path that leads to liberation or nirvana, and there is a path that leads to the higher realm. So these are actually called Buddha paths, liberation paths, and higher realm paths. So when we look at the first level, which is the higher realm path, or the path which produces rebirths into the higher realms and abandons the lower realms, you'll see that it's very important to have factors present that will allow this to take place. So in the smallest scope, the teachings shared in common with beings of small capacity, or in the higher realm path, the topics which are emphasized are confession of downfalls, acknowledgement of downfalls, an understanding of the law of cause and effect, and a foundation in the appropriate refuge, in the appropriate basis, which is the three jewels.
어제 다더네 생을 체남 때 도소나 아니 돈을 제가 이내 동에 요 제가 나지 동에서 저도 요 알았어 아니 그 동에를 맡아봐도 땡도 더비요 말았어 그 동에를 답이 랑카르냐 소리는 그러잖아 안 돈이도 비셔도 돈이라 미딩은 진다 주진 글러버송데 년에 제약을 봐서 니바데 제본딘도 도모인 하지진 봐 링글랑 어디 송데스 말베
Then Tinganzi, the Tomani Mipa.
Tony Lami Tinganzi, Tony to be Shiro, Chitinji Lava, or the Sun Yalejigina, Tabalndur, Tabalndur Alaris.
So there are various things that are necessary for the small scope practitioner. And I forgot the foundation in ethics is also important. I don't know if I said that before, but I think I forgot to translate that. So when we move to the a little bit higher level of thinking, we move to the medium scope. We're teaching share in common with beings of middling or medium capacity. And there are various things in that particular category, or various paths in that particular category that are indispensable. One must have the wisdom realizing emptiness. It's necessary to have single-pointed concentration, which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness, and also have the highest higher trainings present, and importantly, and the first being the highest higher training in ethical behavior. So it's necessary for the practitioner it's necessary for the practitioner to understand emptiness and engage in these practices in order to achieve liberation. And the reason that he or she does this is because he or she recognizes that not only is there suffering in the lower realms of cyclic existence, there is suffering which pervades all the different levels of cyclic existence. So if one is in the God's realm, for instance, he or she still has a level of suffering because suffering pervades cyclic existence, and it's called the suffering of cyclic existence. So the medium scope practitioner recognizes the downfalls of all of the realms of cyclic existence, recognizes that suffering pervades cyclic existence, and then looks for a pathway to liberation. And the pathway to liberation is what was just spoken of.
Then Tabal Royale, Jimmy Tony to be Shiro Gonga, Karajin Gonga Resana, Chuna Debatuans in Denzin Tigi, Denzin de Logiris, Tigi Jesheval, then Yumuchin, Lesane, Qualukun, Dungan, Yuguya, Tawa, Denzin Ritris, Tony Tubayena, Denzin de Nebuluris, and the Denzin in Rebul Nundre, Dungel Nundre, Tabal Royajin Saris.
So why is the wisdom realizing, what is the, let me start that over. Why is the wisdom realizing emptiness indispensable? What is the actual meditation upon the wisdom realizing emptiness? It's recognizing that the grasping at true existence is the actual causal factor for cyclic existence in the first place. It's recognizing that grasping at true existence and seeing phenomena as truly established is a mistaken, incorrect view. So one must apply the antidote of the wisdom realizing emptiness brought on by various formulas, such as recognizing that phenomena dependently originates, and because of this dependent origination, it necessarily is empty of true existence or empty of true establishment. So one familiarizes his or her mind with this understanding of emptiness, and this understanding of emptiness then serves as an antidote to the mistaken view of the grasping at true existence.
Oji, that Labasun Yasleba in a Tabatu to waters. In a denzing, denzip won to the inner denzing bachat won to Tumaris, denzing bachat the Pombala, and then Shanchuk Saint Tibachimilan in the waters, Shanchuk Saint Yasu Malemba, and then denzing bachat won to Gomaris, denzing bachat Mabuna, a mission chatu, Sanji Tumaris, Sanji Gum Tubala, and Tony to be Shiro Yubi. 토네 아니 샤주고 센터 니지 정부 대장바 어디서 녀선에 오서스
So the practitioner of the medium scope emphasizes his or her practice on the three higher trainings. So the three higher trainings are what the practitioner is involved with. Now, he or she is able to achieve the state of liberation, is able to eradicate the afflictive obstructions, to liberation. So these can be eradicated, but the imprints of those afflictive obstructions or the obstructions to omniscience cannot be eradicated without bodhicitta or without the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So the being of great capacity or the great scope practitioner must develop the mind that aspires to enlightenment or bodhicitta in order to eradicate the imprints of the obstructions to liberation or the afflictive obstructions. So it's not possible to achieve complete Buddhahood or to achieve the state of unsurpassable true complete enlightenment without this mind that aspires to enlightenment. So for the great scope practitioner, not only the wisdoms previously spoken of are indispensable, but bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, is also indispensable, because that is what allows the imprints of the afflictive obstructions to be eradicated.
Tōnyi tōbi shirā nūpa chērā nūjā gōrēs, nyō mō bā dēnzī lā nūpa māzī, dēnzī bāchā lā nūjā gōrēs.
So if one couples the wisdom realizing emptiness with the mind that aspires to enlightenment, it fuels that wisdom realizing emptiness and makes it much stronger, it makes it much more stable and powerful. And then these two things coupled together allow the imprints of the afflictive obstructions to be abandoned.
Oje da doni du bishero dilin nga ge nga la je an doni du bishero ro je ba ina an den ji ba ja bon wal ne ba dile cher du ja goris
ya ju sur na ngre mche the ju lam they don't need to be shit up
cha ju ge sen ge ne doni du bishero ro je ba ina an ne ba che bon du was
that's a the time to like to
nga ge nga nga le je ba ina doni du bishero dile ne ba cher du ja goris
So if one then looks at the tantric vehicle or the esoteric vehicle within the Mahayana or great vehicle bodhicitta is indispensable, and when one couples the bodhicitta with the wisdom realizing emptiness, it makes the practice of the tantric path A, work, and B, be very powerful, and it allows the practitioner to have many abilities because of the power of the bodhicitta coupled with the wisdom realizing emptiness. And just a translator's note, Rinpoche listed two things, but he didn't say A and B. Just want to make sure that I added that in.
Tene ta shangchu ge sen nyaw zun len zu ta de ne jun de menga du ju gun ne sen ji chu dong da jin nyaw ba gun da jin nyaw ba ji gun ne sen ji bi chu ni song yo res
So there are two causal factors for achieving the state of bodhicitta, or for achieving the mind that aspires to enlightenment. The first being the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta, or for achieving the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And the actual literal translation of that is the seven-point cause and effect for achieving mind generation. And the second is called equalizing and exchanging self with others. So these are two particular lineages of teachings or practices which will produce the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So it is called the seven-point cause and effect for achieving mind generation, and the equalizing and exchanging self with others.
Ta junde manga dyu ju gun sen che ba yin da da jin nyoba je gun sen che ba sha chu sen ju le che so na an sha chu sen ba cha nu go res mar ba
So whether one utilizes the seven-point cause and effect for achieving the state of mind generation, or the equalizing and exchanging self with others, as soon as this realization is produced in one's continuum, then he or she becomes a bodhisattva.
Ta shang ju sen ju le je za du, ten ne Shubal lhobi tsudila, pashin tibal lhobi tsudan, ngal lhobi tsuni
yungwas. Lhapi tsu, like
Nijis. Lhapi tsu. Pashin tibi mati yuzung.
Lhasa.
Ngal ki mati yuzung la, kani yungwas. Maribe?
Lhasa.
Pashin tibal lhobi tsudan, tantral lhobi tsuni yungwas.
Lhasa. So it's necessary, whether it be the perfection vehicle within the great vehicle tradition or the tantric vehicle within the great vehicle tradition, it's necessary to engage in these practices as well, and is indispensable in these two particular vehicles as well. Then a tama jeso, the chirangi la tama nge chik jeso.
Jobal lobi chudala pashin tibal lobi chudan, sangan lobi chudniro. Pashin tibal lobi chudala tene, labi chudinji lobal lobi chudan, labi dinganji lobal lobi chudan, labi shiraji lobal lobi chudan, sundres, marbe. Duna sun. Jeba jina sis perbajin, tele jeba jina pashin cho, water in sars, tolangulan, tolangulan, what does it marbe?
So one must engage in the various practices within the perfection vehicle and the tantric vehicle. So there is method and wisdom relative to the perfection vehicle and a method and wisdom which is relative to the tantric vehicle. So it's necessary to have method and wisdom in both the perfection and tantric vehicle. And in the perfection vehicle, the emphasis on the highest higher training and ethics ethics, concentration, and wisdom, and then coupling that with the six perfections. So this is in the perfection vehicle what one needs to rely on.
Oje, that chudinji lava lava chud the kasing of the chinsabaris, tinganji lava lava chula, nebangabun dujijis, what the sugar rose chinsabaris, tangazu than the shiraj lava kazu lady or samarbe.
So we have gone over the highest higher training in ethical behavior or ethics and explained the meaning of that. We've gone over the highest higher training in concentration or in calm abiding, or single pointed concentration rather. And now we've arrived at the highest higher training in wisdom. So we'll be going over that now.
Oje, that shiro the Kazong as what in the Matta, which is all danger and Maribe. Kazong as who's chinta, Kazong shiro parish injured and trade debas even you what in the machines are war.
Injicate
again. No, inch anger to cause the danger now. Shiro parish injured, Juju Shiji in Dua.
Jip Ju 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 Jip Ju
제바 세븐주 오든마 셔로링 말베 셔로 오든마 고조고르스 셔로 바르신주든 제이디바 세븐주로 돈이도비 셔로 지라케지고르스 돈이도비 셔로기 좋아드메나 디바세투 말레스 오든 용고르스
So I believe we've read this already, but we're going to go through it again. Stanza 41 states, 41. When the practitioner has gained calm abiding, higher perception will also be gained. So that is the conclusion of the section on the calm abiding and so forth. And here again, translators note, higher perception is clairvoyance. But without practice of the perfection of wisdom, the obstructions will not come to an end. So here we see that we've arrived at the section on wisdom in this text. Okay. And one thing that I forgot to translate before is in the perfection vehicle, in tantric vehicle, one also has to traverse the various paths within the Mahayana paths of the path of accumulation, the path of preparation, the path of seeing, path of meditation, and the path of no more learning. So in the perfection and esoteric vehicle, one must traverse those paths in Chik Jai Song. Lama Chiran, the
Lama Lama.
Tatan Shira Lapsar. You know, Rinpoche just said that it's necessary to have the method and wisdom that is a method and wisdom specific to each of those paths. So method and wisdom specific to the path of accumulation, method and wisdom specific to the path of preparation, method and wisdom specific to the path of seeing, method and wisdom specific to the path of meditation, and method and wisdom specific to the path of no more learning. The method and wisdom also is important within those five Mahayana paths, whether it be esoteric vehicle or perfection vehicle.
That just on the shiras again the mumbu yuar shira shira dene ane nengare ba kunzo tu bi shira na nello re ba tyan tu bi shira so wadan de songsan duwa so lang re chimbule nengare ba jidan shu tu se chue gnga lo kunzo tan de nani le mandu bi chue yo mares chu chu de mar ba ane je tu na kunzo de ba de na de ba gnga ro mi cha no res de ni gnga ro ma yin bi chue yo mares kare chu zangya kare ina ya yana kuzu de bare yana to da de bare ne gres to da de ba tu bi shera de ya jures to ni tu bi shera de su gres ta kuzu tu bi shera de de na lul tan ram ram u yung gres ne nga re ba kuzu tu bi shera se bi ne nga o de ne de ne zong san duas la ri chim su lo de yung du gore je dan chu nga she bi shera ri yo ares mar be
So there, when we speak of wisdom, there are various types of wisdom. There are many different kinds of wisdom. There is the, when we look at the Jetsun Lama Tsongkhapa's Lam Rim Chemo, he speaks of two kinds of wisdom, the wisdom realizing the conventional and the wisdom realizing the ultimate. When speaking of wisdom, the highest form of wisdom is the wisdom realizing emptiness. That wisdom realizing emptiness is the wisdom which is realizing the ultimate. But there are many, many different kinds of wisdom in the conventional wisdom. And when we look at the Four Noble Truths, the truth of suffering and truth of origin, if it is the Dungdan Denpa, Dungyal Denpa Dang, Gongjun Denpa Yena, the Gari Lab Song.
That's the chuk all yana to the never yana kudu the many goruma imichu yomaris. Yana duji, yana dumashi,
lassa,
yana dunugurua,
lassa.
Nanga ribasana, sua riba, sua ribasana, me marame, Dada suglojon jedajin was, what the sua ribasagris, Dada sug me lojon chicken was, Tishibi shiro de la sua ribasagris, Kunzu shibi shiro is, Daribas in the Sasakitita, Palida, and the language shibi shiro in the was, what the le. Ane dariba sa mariba dariba. Tene tsamariba sa nandeng riba sa mariba nandeng ni shesha riba lo jong jie shiro duwa. Wat tsamariba sa riba. Tene nandeng riba. Nandeng riba sa ta nashu ki tuwele. Jewa nga se ta taba dhugu riba tuzi yijirwa. Ribi nenga shibi shiro duzu gundu dhubi shiro resi.
Then the gunzo be share of yena dunno nemba yimi cha gari lapsa dunno nemba gunzo nemba gari lapsa then a
juduna
de
juduna yana gunzo nemba yana dunno nemba ni garo yin guro ba ta nga su ma da du sung ga lo pa ya ge ge du sung ga
lo
gunzo nemba ro
lasa
da 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 me ge ne ju na du gunzo nemba ro
lasa
du su xie xie ro du gunzo xie xie ro
lasa okay so we speak of the wisdom realizing the ultimate, the wisdom realizing the conventional. The wisdom realizing the conventional, for instance, is the wisdom that is achieved by a doctor. The knowing that a doctor has, all of the knowledge that he or she has gained, the knowledge of the arts, the knowledge of valid cognition, knowledge of pathways, the knowledge of the various attributes of conventional reality, and also the aggregates themselves, the base, the aggregates All of these things fall into understanding of all of these things fall into the category of the wisdom realized and conventional. But when we look at phenomena, we cannot find a phenomena which is neither conventional nor ultimate. If it is phenomena, it is necessarily either conventional. If it is an understanding of phenomena, it is necessarily an understanding of the conventional or an understanding of the ultimate. So if one understands phenomena, it has a wisdom realizing phenomena. There are only two categories of phenomena that one can have wisdom of. There is nothing other than these two. There is not other than conventional and ultimate. So one cannot find a phenomena that is not either one or the other. So conventional wisdom is the wisdom of the mundane things and so forth, and non-mundane things that we can perceive and so forth.
Ta shera mubu yuwarde, ina ya tuni dubi shera de, tuni dubi, tuan dubi shera de mena nyomu bata shiji diba se tuu mares, shera bharu shinju tuan trai diba se manjurus, wadu marbe. Shera bharu shin, tuni dubi shera mena diba se tuu mares, tuni dubi shera chamba guna diba se tuu ribasana, tuni dubi shera chamba guna ya diba se tuu mares, tuni dubi shera ta ni tu jata kukuris, shaji jatsu bharu dunru wala, shuba ni kukun tuu, wadu shi tuu mare.
So the highest form of wisdom is the wisdom realizing emptiness. And if it is the wisdom realizing emptiness, it is necessarily the wisdom realizing the ultimate. So it's necessary to have this wisdom which realizes the ultimate in order to eradicate the afflictive obstructions, in order to eradicate the obstructions to omniscience, and so forth. But only relying upon emptiness is not enough. It is not possible to achieve any of these state. It is not possible to eradicate these imprints of the obstructions to omniscience by relying upon emptiness alone. One needs to have both method and wisdom in order to eradicate the obstructions to omniscience. These are the things that keep one from reaching the state of Buddhahood. So these must be abandoned in order to achieve the final goal, and it must rely both on method and wisdom. Just as the great master Chandrakirti states in the Madhyamika Avatara that the great goose must fly, utilize two wings to fly over the ocean to the other side, likewise, the practitioner must utilize the two wings of method and wisdom to fly over the ocean of cyclic existence to the other side, which is liberation of Buddhahood. So this was stated in the Madhyamika Avatara, but in neither of the two, method or wisdom are indispensable.
And
this is why Atisha has stated that one must have a union of or a combination, combine the two, method and wisdom, in order to be successful. Thus, to eliminate all obstructions to liberation, by the way, number 42, everyone. Thus, to eliminate all obstructions to liberation and omniscience, the practitioner should continually cultivate the perfection of wisdom of skillful means. So here it says, in order to eliminate these obstructions, not only the afflictive obstructions, but the obstructions to omniscience, which are the actual imprints of the afflictive obstructions, it's necessary to cultivate the perfection of wisdom. So the advice is given by Lord Atisha, and here, if one wants to eliminate all obstructions, and they all infers that one wishes to become fully enlightened.
Waji tata ne tautan tayi shiro tan, shiro tayi tautan jang kanshi chingwa shi sunba. Ti shi nika pungma jas, tautan tayi shiro si. Shiro jangba guna, ane shiri pungtu ma res, chingwa res. Tau jangba guna chingwa res, ane nika chingwa shi sunba res. Tautan tayi shiro tan, shiro tayi tautan jang kanshi chingwa shi sunba si. Nika nyanglai majiba ji, rir nyanglai jindai kariyo arisa na, shiri pungtu maari, shiri chindi garis, shiri ki chingwa jay tugu maari, non kaat, ken not kaat. Wadde sanji ki sungu waris, kaanshi chingwa shi sungba. Jusen tiyi shiri nika pungma jas, tashi nika pungju yo maari, tashi nika nyanglai jay uris, tashi rir nyanglai jindai yungu maaris.
So here it says, wisdom without skillful means, and skillful means too without wisdom, are referred to as bondage. Therefore, do not give up either. So here, the emphasis again is on the necessity of practicing method and wisdom in order to eliminate these obstructions to omniscience and so forth in order to achieve the final goal. So here, Atisha states that just having skillful means is like being bound, because one is bound to their present state or bound to cyclic existence. Or just having wisdom, it produces the same state. So Atisha compares it to being bound or being in bondage, because one cannot achieve freedom here, which is a synonym for liberation, without having the union of those two. So please look at number 44 now.
Yeju sheje dil ten do je sheje sheje dil shero ga ta ta ga she ta zo da ne bon bi she ta na ta ne shero ji yang da ye wa she ba yang da ye wa se wa sha s yang da ye wa se wa sha s a le wo ji cha song ji lu da wo de
lu gu
ji lu shu de gu zu.
So number 44 says to eliminate doubts concerning what is called wisdom and what skillful means, I shall make clear the difference between skillful means and wisdom.
What the gay, when I talk about it, Shiro's in the carzagre, Toss in the carre, Toss Shiro's in the carzagoris, Tibaina, and Adijagi, and the Todd and Shiro, you are shaking his, Todd the Shiro, you are the Todd and Dinders, Shiro and Dinders and Gamma shaking his, what is she the words? Todd. Shiro gantan ta gangshi, ta zung dan na pungbi shiri, ta na dan na shiro ji, yang da yiwa shiwa shas, ta da gari yin na nyambi ta zung yoro ta, ane shiro gari yin nyambi ta zung yoro dot, ane ta gari yin na, shiro gari yin nyambi ta zung yoro wa, ta zung da pungbi shiri, ane ta ndiri, shiro ndiri zin nga ma shiki yin daas, wad da zung goris.
To eliminate doubts concerning, I'm going to read it again, concerning what is called wisdom and what is skillful means, I shall make clear the difference between skillful means and wisdom. So here is the promise to compose and the promise to explain. Lord Atisha has stated that he will make it very clear what the difference is and what the nature is of, will make it very clear what the difference is between method and wisdom. And you know what differentiates the two, what type of activities fall into the category of wisdom and what type of activities fall into the category of method. So it's necessary to employ, it's necessary to clearly understand the difference between method and wisdom in order to have the ability to practice. So here he's not only stating that he will teach this, but there is also a promise to make clear the difference. And here clear is very important. And why is it necessary to make it clear? It's so that the doubts of the student can be dispelled, or the doubts of the practitioner can be completely eradicated. So this is the reason for the explanation. So here Atisha is justifying the reason for including the importance of method and wisdom.
So
number 45 says, apart from the perfection of wisdom, all virtuous practices, such as the perfection of giving, are described as skillful means by the victorious one. So here Atisha is going to explain what the difference is between method and wisdom, and we'll begin with the method. Or here it's called skillful means. I'm not sure if I've got to look at the Tibetan. I don't think that it says skillful means in here. I think because tapke is skillful means. I think it just says method. Atisha states that apart from the perfection of wisdom, all virtuous practices, such as the perfection of giving, are described as skillful means by the victorious one. So here's an example of method, giving, and all virtuous practices such as giving.
Oje ta dene ta do wa ta sung du was ta dene ze mar ba nga zu xin du yo ro si zu per ba ji si zu per ba ji na ne she ro ta yo sung re she ro du yo sung mar ba ta ma ni de she jo ni mar ba ne ta de ne xin du ge na ne to ni du bi she ro de yo sung re yo sung mar ba she ro yo sung ma yin bi ne yin ba chu ti zu ba chun ju wa du zu ge ta re mar ba what the law ma ko zul da law gu
ta yin a ge wi mi cha rimche
she ro pa ri shin bo bi se
ye che wa ta yin a ge wa yin mi cha
ta jong de to she ro ge wa yin mi cha zu ba chen to ba yo ma ta
to ba yo ma okay
ta to de she ro ge che ba ja gu do ta de she ro mo sum mo ji to se de ka ro kwa shi gu do she ro kwa shi gu do ka zo cha zo shi ta ro da yin na yo si su pa ro ba jin ge no ne she ro de we sum ro we sum Shira mayin bi jimba, chudin, zheba, zhundru, sandin, nga de taris, taosung.
So, it says all virtuous practices, such as the perfection of giving, are described as skillful means by the victorious ones. So here, anything that one engages in that is virtuous, if we look at the six perfections, for instance, the perfection of generosity, the perfection of ethics, the perfection of patience, the perfection of effort, the perfection of concentration, and then lastly, the perfection of wisdom. The first five perfections fall into the category of method. And the last perfection, obviously, which is wisdom, falls into the category of wisdom. So this is what is meant here by all virtuous practices. So Lord Atisha differentiates the two in this way and speaks of that which is a virtuous practice and necessarily not wisdom. So that which is virtuous and necessarily not wisdom is necessarily method, or necessarily falls into the category of method.
Tōnyi tūbi shērā māyīmbi pāshīng tāmbu ngā dē tāo yīmbi jūsēng kārā rēs tīwa yīnās wāt jī lāo shātā ālō kūzul.
So, there will be various explanations that are necessary. An analysis must take place. What are the reasons for this? What is the reason that this is method and so forth? What is the... when we speak of the wisdom realizing the nature of reality, what is the reason that this falls into a specific category and not another category? So here this must be explained.
Tao sikiris, tao rwa, suenang sikiris, suenang kutsu tang, yishi kutsu. Yuesung de yishi kutsu riz. Yuesung dege, chuzo chukun yinjina, zu chukyu laji juji yinzang, chukyu laji juji yinzang, yuesung sila huwa riz, shira riz. Pashin tamu ngadi, chuzo chukun yinjina, zu zukyu laji juji yinzang, tao riz, 타다 셔러서 대이찬 자고레스 이제 대바니 나 타시니 드르고니 워드 자고 말베
Okay, so the wisdom realizing emptiness falls into the category of wisdom, and the method are the virtuous actions previously spoken of. And these two things produce different results. Method produces specific results, and wisdom produces specific results. And they produce the results relative to the bodies of the Buddha. When the wisdom realizing emptiness, or that type of wisdom, produces the Dharmakaya, or the actual truth body. And the other types of virtuous practices, which fall into the category of method, produce the form body. So the two divisions of the form body being the enjoyment body, Sambhogaya, and the Nirmanakaya, or emanation body. So these bodies are produced by method, and the Dharmakaya and the two categories of Dharmakaya, the nature body and the wisdom body are produced by the wisdom. So when we look at the breakdown of the bodies of the Buddha, we can see that they are produced by the two different causal factors. Being method and wisdom, and it's necessary to have all of these present to achieve the final aim or final goal. That is why these are indispensable on the path.
But then
that's good. So the method and wisdom also falls into the category of the collections that one must create. So the collection of merit and the collection of exalted wisdom. So the collection of exalted wisdom, obviously, is the wisdom, when we talk of method and wisdom, and that produces Dharmakaya. And two Dharmakayas are the nature body and the wisdom body. And the method, which is also called the collection of merit, produces the form body, and the two bodies within the form body of the enjoyment body and the emanation body, or Sambhogaya and Nirmanakaya.
That Dhammakaya is karzana sanje ke tuju ami jun thaje jemba jiris sanje ke na jeng ke tu dung go den jiris go den dung na jeng ke tu doni ni bu dala doni ni ngo ni go dala ne chugu ni jiris ishi chugu dung ngo ni go s wadani yu jiris marbe Tony to be shallow, gum be touch, Sanjay Giji, Najed Room, or Gunned Room. What does one want?
So, the wisdom realizing emptiness, and this type of wisdom that produces the Dharmakaya, produces the two kinds of Dharmakaya, the nature body and the the wisdom body. And these two are broken down into categories of omniscience, the actual omniscience of the Buddha's mind. And the actual cessation within the Buddha's mind. So the nature body and the wisdom body, the ngoni chuku, ngoni chuku goden, So the two categories of the Dharmakaya, the wisdom body and the nature body. The wisdom body is actually the wisdom body is the omniscience of the Buddha's mind. The nature body is the actual cessation. It's stated, this is one thing I forgot to translate from the last sentence. The Four Noble Truths. The two truths must be understood. The four noble truths, the first two need to be abandoned. The second need to be cultivated, so that the cessation can be produced. So, the abandonment of the first two, the practice of the second two, and understanding of ultimate and conventional truth, the two truths, produce the two bodies. So that is what is stated.
So now the two medical lajit, Zogot and Ruin Waters. One of Zogo Carrizana and 롱고 더 쭈고 샤자만 더 보다다 브르스 보다사나다 따라사나다 잠비야사 어떤가 조고르스 더 준루용 거레스
So the collection of merit produces the the actual form body, the robokaya. And the robokaya has the two divisions of sambokaya and nirmanakaya, or the form body, which has two divisions, which are the enjoyment body and the emanation body. And these form bodies are the actual bodies of deities, such as Medicine Buddha and so forth, or Shakyamuni Buddha. So when we speak of form body, it's referring to the actual form of the Buddhas. And the two categories being enjoyment body and emanation body.
Tā ngā tsū yīmbā tā mā yīnā yīmbā tē, nē sō nā kā tsū rē kā nduwās, yīmbā tē kē zō kū tūn rū yungu nduwās. Nē ngā tsū sāmen lēng kā nō nē, nē tā mbū shā tsā wā tā kā rē, tā rē, yō sōng rē, wā tū rū ngā tā yīng kā rē sī. Sāmen lēng mā chā wā tā mā rē, tā yīng kā rē tē.
So now we know, for instance, if we're engaging in generosity, this is falls into the category of the collection of merit. So by being generous, we're actually producing the causal factors for our own form body, for our own ability to achieve the state of form body. So it's when it excuse me. So. These fall into the collection of merit, as well as the seven-limb prayer, for instance. When we look at the seven-limb prayer, we look at
prostration.
So it's important to clarify when we speak of engaging in generosity and we speak of the seven-limb prayer and the prostration in the seven-limb prayer, it's important to put this one clarifying factor in that the motivation is to achieve the state of unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment. That must be the basis of these activities, because if it's not, it does not fall into the category of the collection of merit. So the way that you can start to understand these is begin to ask yourself certain questions. You look at the seven-limb prayer, for instance, and most of the seven-limb prayer falls into the category of collection of merit if coupled again with the desire to become a Buddha for the sake of the desire to become to achieve the state of complete Buddhahood. You need to ask yourself when we look at any of these things, any actions, okay, so is prostration a collection of merit or is it a collection of wisdom? Is offering a collection of merit or is it a collection of wisdom? So you can begin to engage in an analysis of these things based on what you've learned. So we read the four immeasurables here, the prayer of the four immeasurables. Is that method or is that wisdom? And the answer is it falls into the category of method.
So
if we make a mandala offering, is that mandala offering method or wisdom? And we would say that the mandala offering itself, actually making the mandala offering, is a collection of merit, is merit. So if we're doing mantras, doing Om Mani Padme Hum, for instance, engaging in mantric recitation of any of the deities, if we're engaging in that, we can ask ourselves, is this method or is this wisdom? And the answer is, it's method. So if you engage in these for extended period of time, then the actual two bodies of the Dharmakaya and form, the actual two bodies of truth body and form body slowly over time can be produced based on these realizations.
와 맞대 요소도 땅 아로즈 센줄 되는 가르제지 수수 줄 몸도 와서 와도 냐네 지기나 맞대 요소 냐네 몸 제한도 와서
So one needs to engage in a large amount of practice and have a large amount of perseverance in order to achieve these final aims, in order to cultivate these two forms of method and wisdom.
Jebi paru shin lo su ge yu chun na ta je da jawan na ta su shi ta su wo ding sa ma de ta ta su shi ro ta su ya de wo de ta su ge do de ta ta ge de na de chu zu ju gu ni ji na zu zu gu la ji ju shi wo de la ta su wo ro ta chu zu ju gu ni ji na ne chu gu do lu zu gu da ma ga ya da ro ba ga ma de da ma ga ya ge ju shi ge de
So, what is the reason behind this? What is the at the root of reasoning behind this? What does this mean? And at the root, Jason, Yanjusrana.
Tapananga Shazevaina, Shazevaina, Shazeva Chuji Tao Yidisana, Jasona. 최소 주권이나 조규라지 주진 비 사자월 때네 안에 조구도 농군도 용 거지 대소서 터리스
Okay. So we can engage in an analysis using logic, using reasoning by saying, is the subject prostration, is the subject prostration method or wisdom? We would say that the subject prostration is method because it produces the actual form body. And if it is an activity which produces the form body, it is necessarily falls into the category of method. So, and when I say, translator's note, just so that it's clear, when I say produces, direct producer, when I'm talking about the cause, it's a special kind of cause, but it's inferred here, and it's the direct cause. So at the root of this of these activities, at the root of activities is the actual mind, which is the driver, the driver that actually motivates these activities. So it's necessary for us to have a proper motivation in order for us to achieve results that we wish to achieve. If we have the motivation while we're making prostrations to be reborn into the higher realms, and this is why we're doing the prostrations. These prostrations become a vehicle which will lead one to a state free from the lower realms or to a state of the higher realms. If one is wishing to achieve the state of nirvana for him or herself alone, or the state of liberation, and then has this motivation while making prostrations, then this type of action creates the causal factors for the achievement of liberation or of nirvana, and so on and so forth. So the motivation that one has, if one is motivated to be free from the lower realms, then that is what the activity produces, virtuous activity produces. If one wishes to achieve liberation or nirvana, then that is what the virtuous activity produces. And if one wishes to achieve Buddhahood and has that as the basis, then that is what these activities will produce. So who created these negativities? And at the root of negativities and of the lower realms are the various types of unpleasant states that we have to endure we will find at the root a mind. And we will find that at the mind there are both positive minds and there are negative minds. And the positive minds producing positive results or pleasant states, and negative types of mind or bad minds which produce negative states or unpleasant states. And so we needn't look further than the root causal factor, which is our mind. So in Buddhism, we say that this came, why is this like this? So it came from the previous state, and it is an effect of a previous cause. But in the non-Buddhist traditions, we see that there is an explanation of an actual creator God or God creating these things. So the Buddhist tradition is a little different, whereas we feel that it's the mind that creates these things. Non-Buddhists, in some cases, feel that an external God does. So this is the understanding of the difference between method and wisdom come up, like we normally do. That will also be
kind of... Jiju Shedru, 46, or the Tajilu, Togun Ongi Danyi Je, Ganji Shedru Nao Gomba, Tene Shang Junyo Tutu, Dame Jibu Gombi Mens, or the Tajilu Nangazu, or the Nushaki Smarbe, then the Tau Tanu, then the Yusun Lake.
So number 46, it says, whoever, under the influence of familiarity, with skillful means cultivates wisdom, will quickly attain enlightenment. Not just by meditating on selflessness. So here another explanation is given of the importance, and we've finished this section. It seems though we've been going over the section on method, the introductory section on method, and we will now be moving on to the section on wisdom. So it's necessary to have these two things together. Whoever under the influence of familiarity with skillful means cultivates wisdom will quickly attain enlightenment. So one will quickly be able to achieve the state of Buddhahood here. That's what the enlightenment is referring to here, the great vehicle enlightenment. So one will be able to quickly be able to achieve this, but one must have both method and wisdom in order to achieve this. So it's not only that one will not quickly achieve it, one will not be able to achieve enlightenment without relying on both of these things. So one thing I forgot and Rinpoche did repeat was that in the method section, method refers to such things as the mind that aspires to enlightenment, love and compassion, a practice of these things, generosity and so forth. So all of these things, bodhicitta, all of these things fall into the category of the actual method. The wisdom is the wisdom recognizing the nature of reality, and that is what the wisdom refers to, whereas the method refers to the actual means that the actual activities or practice one engages in, such as love, compassion, etc. So now that is the collection of merit section, or the method section, and now we've arrived at the collection of exalted wisdom, or the section of wisdom. So when we look at the Kagyu tradition or the Nyingma tradition, we'll find that they do Nundru practice, which is called the preliminaries or preliminary practice, and this is done to try to cultivate the collection of merit. This is the reason for the Nundru practice. It's a purification practice that is done in order to create merit and expel negativity. When we speak of the preliminaries, what are real preliminaries? When we speak of Nundru practice, what is the real thing? The real thing is achieving the state of renunciation, achieving the state of bodhicitta, understanding the Four Noble Truths, understanding all of these things. This is what the preliminaries really are. One does not need to go away off into the middle of nowhere and go on retreat in order to achieve these things, in order to achieve preliminaries. It's possible to do so without a retreat. So Nundru, one does not have to be on retreat to do, and the real preliminaries are the foundational practices which will allow one to traverse the paths. So the real, as stated, the real preliminaries, the real Nundru practice is achieving the state of renunciation and bodhicitta, having a foundation and refuge, understanding the four immeasurables and so forth. The reason is because the tantra can be practiced in dependence upon the perfection vehicle. The perfection vehicle is called the causal vehicle, and the tantric vehicle or esoteric vehicle is the resultant vehicle. And the reason for this is because the tantric vehicle is cultivated or actually arises in dependence upon the preliminaries or the perfection vehicle. So this is why the true preliminaries that are indispensable are the foundational realizations which are in the perfection vehicle, which allow one to practice tantra, because tantra is a resultant vehicle and cannot work and will not actually produce any realizations without these foundational practices of the perfection vehicle. So meditation upon the mind that aspires to enlightenment is very important. Okay, so now looks like we'll do dedication, mandala offering dedication for anyone who's, I think Adrian explained everything, right? The prayers. So we'll do the end of the book prayers, and then we will do question and answer. And again, don't hesitate to ask questions and just try to formulate them in the form of a question and not a statement. Okay. We will do the concluding prayers only in Tibetan. Zanye jindu mi. bengi wani nendan ro wa gun la gam ben na che ba je zun lo zan ra ba yi jen ve nin bo rin du ze ye yo ai dam guru ratna mandala kam ni ra ta yam hi Nyambe bawe jeda jenpa dang gondu zambo de yan de jinde de da gonji jesu da loje gewa de da danje ra du ngo yuzon jebe gewa danje ji ngawa dala jodu babat Da jengi sa wa dik unyang san bo ju ji ra du ngo wan yi. Ang ri ra weng ho we jing ngam di hen nan di wa ma. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So we'll do question and answer, and then we'll have the closing ceremony. Oh, that's right. I forgot we taped that. Okay. So you had a question?
Yeah. I was wondering if you might be able to talk about the 7-point cause and effect, or 7-point for bodhicitta.
Sure. The Juje Mengla Dun. The new lauranang.
That Judy may not do the Tambo Mashevas. Sinjan Taji Mayimba Gungures, Ungures, Sinjan Taji Mayimba. Sinjan Taji Mayimba de, and the Candes Gungur, Sinjan Taji Maribe, Mamma Ribasena, and Sinjan Taji Mari Duaris, and the Mayimbi Jusen Carresena, and the Natural Joel, Sinjan Candeji in the Joel Tumayo Maris, Joel Tuma Mendu, and the Sinjan Candeji in the Natu Amashe Manumaji Maris, Amashe Nubashadaris, Mojo Joe Nami Amaris, Joe Nami Ama in Amai Pichagre, Sindhi Amad Amaros, Joe Nami Amangasu Jes Waramadu, Majiba Ina, and then Amaunya Bologer was Joe Namane, Sinjangolo Amaris, what the Gungoris, Marbe, Tombuchi Shana, Dugan on the Tombu Trugan on the Jut.
So the 7-point cause and effect, that was the question, right? Or was it equal? That's what I thought. 7-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta has the various steps in it. The first step is recognizing that all sentient beings are our mothers. So to even get to that point where that's a belief, It's necessary to engage in an analysis of that fact. You know, why is that possible? Is that possible? And we come up with various reasons. And the reasons that we can establish are that there are past lives and future lives. And since we have existed beginninglessly, there has not been a beginning to our continuum, then it follows that all sentient beings have necessarily, at one point in time, been our mother or been very dear to us. So if one was our mother in a previous life, then they are necessarily still our mother. If one is a mother previously, they are still a mother. It does not make it so they no longer are a mother, technically speaking. So this is why it is appropriate for us to say that all sentient beings are our mother, because of this logical progression. But in order to truly understand and believe this, you must meditate upon it. Familiarize yourself with it, rather.
Ta sinje na ji rang ma yin ba de guo cha ba la jiao nga ma yue ba ma xin na jiao nga ma yue ba dong jiao le tu ma me ba ma xin na sinje ta ji ma rang ma yin ba se de lo le san ko ya ga le ka bo re si jiao nga ma yue ba che gu re si jiao nga ma yue ba yue bi ta ga ri wa re si na na nga zu ji ma ta bi nga zu she ba du wa si she ba ga ne jong wa si ga ba ra 네 셰바드 셰방 가말 된 쇼마도 셰바 마이 마 셰바리 하요 말이지 버다 나도 쯤마 답이 셰바데 네 코 셰바 가마지 모두 손도 코 리바 임베즈 셰바 임베즈 셰바 인상 셰바 가마지 모두 손알 때네 네 셰바 용고 마도 셰바 가마지 모두 마송아 셰바 간데 용고레 사 셰바레 그 말에 또 셰바레 그 말에 신 셰바레 그 말에 어디서 그 말
So science, these are what we're going to go over now. I'll reverse it. It makes more sense. So in order to establish that all sentient beings are our mother, we have posited that there are previous lives and future lives. So we must come up with an explanation of this. How is it possible? Are there past lives? Is this a true existent a truth? Is this something that exists? And when I use the word existent here, I'm speaking of something that exists, not truly existent. That's a different terminology. So is this something that exists? So then one must engage in analysis and figure out where consciousness comes from. And then when we engage in analysis and investigate, we will find that consciousness must cause consciousness. There is never anything other than consciousness which has the potential to produce consciousness. A rock does not have the potential to produce consciousness. Earth does not have the potential to produce consciousness. A tree does not have the potential to produce consciousness. Wood doesn't have the potential to produce consciousness. The only thing that can produce consciousness is consciousness. So a previous moment's consciousness can create this moment's consciousness, but nothing other than consciousness could ever create consciousness. So once we've traced this back and we posit that consciousness causes consciousness, then we will find that there is no traceable first consciousness. We will have to assert that consciousness is beginningless because there is no way to assert a first consciousness. It's illogical. So this is the reason that we say sentient beings are our mother, because we first establish the fact that we had previous lives and will have future lives. And once we establish that, then we look at the certainty that during that beginningless time period, we must have had each and every sentient being as our mother at some point in time or another, or their continuum was a mother at that time and our continuum was a child at that time. Once we establish past life, then we can establish the certainty that sentient beings are our mother. And we rely upon all of these reasons to produce these realizations.
What the shebal jewal thoma meba the sinje thanje jewal thoma meba ris sinje ngol jewal thoma meba yinta nga ju ama she nyu ba shadar ris nga jewal nga me amar ris
so just as our consciousness is beginningless, other sentient beings' consciousnesses are beginningless also. So we don't say, though, that these all sentient beings, in a literal sense, are our mother right now, because that doesn't necessarily make sense. But what we can say is that they were our mothers before. We can truly posit that. One thing from the previous translation was that scientists could benefit greatly if they involved themselves or investigated the consciousness from the Buddhist perspective. So since beginningless time, though, every sentient being has been everything to us. They have been our mother, our father, our enemy, our friends, our neutrals. All sentient beings have had the potential over a period, a beginningless period, to be all of those things to us. So there is no certainty within a sentient being as to whether they will connect with us or not, because previously they were everything to us. So if we could posit a beginning, then it would be possible to say that, oh, maybe a god made it, maybe an external source created this consciousness. But because we cannot posit a first, it's not possible. We have to establish that that this is the case, because it's not possible to establish a first beginning to this consciousness. So we have to say that it is beginningless because of this point. So then, once we recognize that these sentient beings have been our mothers, and we come to the conclusion of this, then we can move on to the next step of the this particular formula that you asked of. The next step being remembering their kindness. So remembering the kindness that they have shown us, and remembering because of their love and so forth, how kind they have been to us. And you can see this even in the animal kingdom, where animals which were considered extremely harmful or dangerous or vicious, we can see in the animal kingdom where this type of animal, such as a lion or a tiger, might be particularly harmful or vicious towards other animals, but they are very gentle and kind around their young. So we can see even in the examples of the animal kingdom how kind mothers are. This is why the second step is called remembering their kindness. So, in this, when we speak of the kindness and so forth that our mothers have shown us, we can see that they had to carry us in their stomach for a very long time. For a 9-month period of time, they had to have various types of suffering and constantly think about what they used or what they put into their bodies during that period of time. And then when we came out, once we were born, there was an intense amount of pain that took place and an intense amount of suffering that has to take place by trying to make sure that we had the things that we needed. If we didn't have a mother caring for us and she didn't, wasn't so careful while we were in the wombs, we could not have been born and we wouldn't have the faculties that we have at this point. So it's because of this that we can see the kindness that she has shown.
Mm-hmm. And chibi ten to doagi shamba gunya. Dunge meba chibi niji gunya there is what the lem was.
So once one recognizes the kindness, then naturally he or she turns to the next step, which is wishing to repay that kindness or feeling a sense of duty or responsibility to pay that kindness back. After the idea comes into one's mind of wishing to repay the kindness, then the idea that how could we repay the kindness? Oh, if we could bring them to a state of happiness, that would be repaying kindness. If we could bring them to a state beyond suffering, that would bring them to that would be fulfilling their desires and their needs. We remember their kindness, we wish to repay their kindness, and then we cultivate love, which is the idea of wishing that they have happiness, and we cultivate compassion, which is wishing that they be free from suffering. So the steps now are in order, are remembering the sentient beings are our mothers, remembering their kindness, wishing to repay their kindness. Then the third one is love, but it's called love through the force of attraction, Yongi Shamba. And the fifth one is called great compassion, Nimji Chembo. So these are the first five steps.
What did Mashi Tinden Tinzo, Yongi Shamba, Nyiji? What number? The Lassan Drubarwa.
And
the
So the next is called the extraordinary attitude. This is the sixth step. And this sixth step is the attitude that states, I myself will take on the task alone to free all sentient beings from suffering. I will make it my sole duty to bring sentient beings to a place beyond suffering.
What the lesson is that ta ama dwal guya da dunga me wa zya da nga so ni ba yo ma ris ni ba sa ji lu yo ris ne la sa ji ko to gu no sa ji ko to ba sha wo ni sa ji to ne na nga ama dwal guya da dunga me wa zya ma da na nga ni ba mo do so sha ju sen le ngo ris de bo ni ba tres.
So the seventh one is the actual mind that aspires to enlightenment, or bodhicitta. It's the actual result of the six causal factors in the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta. And what happens here is that the practitioner, at the state of extraordinary attitude, makes a commitment to free all sentient beings. But the next step is that he or she recognizes that they do not have the abilities to do that. There is no ability at present to take sentient beings out of suffering and bring sentient beings to a state of happiness. Who has that potential? Buddha does. And then the next step is that we wish to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings so that we can bring them to a state of happiness beyond suffering. So these six causal factors produce the seventh result, which is bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment.
Oh, those Mugale, then a coquacha lilavores, Gun Julia Galecavores, Tabat the Congores, Tabat Tene, and the Judy Magadu Yane on the Santa Maina, and the Saint Galical Trabachai Murus, nyanyu kale kale sane ane koya bchayung gores nyuwa jeung gores.
So it might be easy to have an intellectual understanding of these topics. To just understand these words is not necessarily so difficult, but to put them into practice and to actually achieve these realizations is very difficult. One must again and again and again familiarize themselves with him, familiarize him or herself with these topics over and over again, and look at them from every angle of analysis, and then after one has done this and looked at them through every angle of analysis, then the actual realizations can take place, and one can achieve the ultimate realization, or the ultimate desirous realization in this case, which is the bodhicitta.
Pacha mabhujaja du, jiwa shamal di pacha mine, jiwa shamal yang shangju sen gunya tele yao yungo res.
So even if in this life we don't produce the realization within our continuums of bodhicitta, if we don't have all the causal factors present, at least we'll be able to leave imprints within our continuum for future lives. We can see in the case of the school, for instance, there are those students who have a higher level of intelligence and understand things very well. This is from imprints of wisdom, imprints of these various things from previous actions. There are those who have a medium level, and these are because there's a medium level of imprints, and then those who have a very small level, and it's because there's very little imprints within there. So this is the explanation of the differentiation between beings and their levels of intelligence or levels of knowing. So we will be able to have these various wisdoms, or the arisal of wisdom, or the production of wisdom take place by continuous familiarization with these various topics. The arisal of wisdom is the introductory level of wisdom that one gets initially from hearing and understanding slightly. And once there is arisal wisdom, then the next type of wisdom, which is the wisdom in practice, is possible. Wisdom realized by practice is possible. So it's necessary to have the arisal wisdom, which is produced through analysis and through studies. So the Buddhist belief is that there are these lives, and because of it, the consciousness. And we see that the scientists have over the years tried to figure out if it's possible that there are future lives or past lives. There have been various studies where they've tried to find out about these things, and they would it would be helpful for them to look at this material as well. So it's very similar to what did he say about the bones? Okay, so by digging up fossils and dinosaur bones, they're able to posit that there were dinosaurs maybe on this mountain before previously, because they're able to get the bones out and put them together in such a way that they can create the actual animal. So they have these bones, they put them together, and then they can say, oh yes, we're sure there were dinosaurs. So it's very similar to this form of reasoning. So the Buddhists state that there is a previous lives because consciousness, and consciousness creates consciousness, whereas the scientists state that there was life before us because of positing dinosaurs. The Buddhists state that our lives were before us as well, based on the explanation of consciousness. And the scientists are able to look at the bone and get an understanding or an idea of how old it is. Then triwa chik then itsar. Then it's the chutsu juni dan karma jipju jinga. Juchi jipju jinga tsargu, the zundu tsokso. Then natsu chutsu juchi dan karma jipju jinga tsar, then it.
Okay.
There's one more question, right? You had a question? You could ask, well, maybe other people, though, have the question. Right.
What's the significance of that?
Okay. Okay. Kong Triwa the Zonga Nyamlan Chena and Sansan the Dun Dire, Sansan Nishu Sachi, Sansan Ja Dang Je. And Garishene the Trung the then Sanje Chodang Tem Sum Lagdu. Garishene the Dendel Gare.
So no sabijidris Taji Nuna Sun Gwasagris. Sanji Nuna Moasagris. Sasun and Dele Moasagris. Yad nyo ba yina, yangcha ji yung yag tende yu waris. Cha nyo nyo ba yina, ji ku tende chi ju yu saris. Ni nyo nyo na, ni ma tu yu maro. Yad, su nyo na ya ji yu maro, yangcha yung yag tende yu waris. Asubishis.
Then garishene de trang de, garishene nishu sanga yu mara, garishene nishu sachi.
Da su ting su yu waris. Ku yang ji me ji ta dangwa yu mara. Su ting. Loa, susuk loa zuvaris.
Susu, individual.
Susuk loa zuvaris.
Yine, the sanje becha, nishu sachi ke champure, dun ke champure, ja dang je ke champure. Sanje, jeju trimason, sanje, the gu trimason, sanje, ju ni trimason, then garishene trang de lapson.
Ah. Sanje go, that the je not in the teacher, you did jena gazin on the digger is more.
Yeah. So then the Nishusachi Dendel Yomare, Nishusachi Jadang Je, the Sum, the Trang De Dendel Yomare Be. The Trang Ke Champure, Gangisena the Jiantro Kandun, Natsu Tem Sum Lagadu, Garshine Temji Lagamare.
Tejin Nyotun Yabushidaris. Tejin Nyotun Yabushidaris. Kalikangurus, this one is Yahoo.
Rinpoche, the Jutsen Gare.
Jutsen
De.
Jutsen De. Then it's Hasun and Jay.
Then a Chichena Tsum Konsu Kalikas and Chichena Natsu Ni Dana.
Chinan Risa.
Ni Dana Digribe.
Then
Natsu Chutsu Tem Ni Dangare. Digre.
Digre.
Then Garshene, the Zambaling, the Songchina, the Zambaling, Chutsu Tamche Tem Sum Dangadu. Chutsu Tamche Tem Sang. Tem sum dangdu, the drepung lo siling, tem sum dangdu, garishene.
Example. Sun nyo nan digri, jin nyo nan digri.
Okay. All right, so the reason for the numbering, when it's really all said and done, the truth behind it is that the more numbers you can do, the more amount of merit you actually create. The Buddha was giving examples of numbers that you could go to just to say numbers of some sort. So by saying, do it 21 times or 108 times, these were just numbers that the Buddha gave in order for us to utilize, in order to create more merit. Then with the refuge prayer, for instance, if you could do the refuge prayer 4 times, it would be more merit than doing it 3 times. But Buddha was trying to set an example or some kind of guideline so that there was some sort of something established or a norm established where people did it at least 3 times. So that is why we do it like this. It's so that we can create more merit. And as far as the numbers go themselves, they might have some sort of symbolism, but the real reason for it is the more that you actually do, the more virtue you create or more merit you create. So I was asking Rinpoche, why then, you know, why does every center in the United States, in the world, do it 3 times? Why when you're in Drepung do you do it 3 times? Why don't we have a meeting and start doing it 2 times? That's what I just said to him and to Ben. Why don't we all meet and do it 4 times so we get more merit? And Rinpoche said that there's got to be an example or something, a basis that people go by so that there's a norm established. So if, you know, people from Drepung go here, they're doing it the same number of times. So. So yeah, Rinpoche just said, so if you can't do, for instance, 3, you could do 1. That's what Rinpoche just said.
And the second part to my question, throughout the day, like, I find myself, like, I have an affinity with Paul and Lama, mm-hmm. and Shin Reza Gintara. Mm-hmm. I find myself, like, through the day, like, there's really no structure. Is that a problem? Or, I mean...
Structure as far as...
Like,
is it, it's a... Okay.
It's just kind of like whatever I think about at that minute, like if I'm having a problem with, like if I feel like I need protection, then I'll do Paul and Lama.
Okay.
If I feel like I want, you know, health and healing, I do Tara. There's really no, my mind is so sporadic, it's just all over the place.
Rinpoche, the Stasha, they say, the Kon, the Paul and Lama, Dang Droma, Dang Chen Rezik, the Gapudu, Kon Dewa, Yere, Kongi Tsampa. Then Nima Dapa con the Hla the Nyamlan Cheldu. And Kongi Chiwa con the Tambo Nipa Sumba Nyamlan Chegamare con the Kon Shena then the Paulden Lama Zong Adonadu. Then a con Lon Lana then Chen Reze Gondu. Then Nima Tamche con Nyamlan Chegadu. They Yapodue. Gangisena kon the san the me kashe the karma sumju gomjagadu then a kon the sanlodang the jema sanlodang amari gom sanlodang then gom langna sanlodang amari stasha segadu the kon lana sanlodang kon nina sanlodang the nima tanche the junior a yabudue
yabudes yabudes
So it's actually then garishene yabure the kongichua So it's good, actually, if you're practicing throughout the day because you're creating more virtue.